This is a fantasy short story.
Take cover!
Welcome to Kernak Grimm's Science Fiction and Fantasy Podcast.
On a specified... I'll play. This risky.
Runebreakers, The Lost Palace, written by Kernak Grimm and W. Lawrence, narrated by Dick Terhune. This is Season 2 of Kernak Grimm's Fantasy and Science Fiction Podcast with Runebreakers, The Lost Palace. If you enjoy the Runebreakers, check out more adventures online at bit.ly/runebreakers, bit.ly/runebreakers. Episode 8. Mormac is the first one to wake up. He looks around. The clock tower is destroyed. The explosion ripped apart the ceiling of the clock tower. Most of the laboratory equipment was shattered in the explosion. Glass covers the floor. Wilhelm and Dakaria lie on the ground unconscious. From afar, the angry growl of a red dragon shakes the palace. Mormac stands up, trying to ignore the whistling in his ears and the pain of the glass cuts. He walks over to Wilhelm, shaking him awake.
"What happened? Where is Pelath?" says Wilhelm.
"She's over there," Mormac says.
"Let's get her and get out of here," Wilhelm orders, almost unharmed from the explosion.
"But didn't we screw it up? Shouldn't we stop it?" Mormac asks.
"This is a time paradox," Wilhelm says. "The last thing we should do here is to stop or start anything. Every kind of interfering, basically."
"So we just take her?"
"Yes, we brought her in. We remove her again."
"Take cover!"
Dakaria's voice bellows. They duck while fire rains down on them. When they look up again, they look right into two yellow plates of eyes. A red dragon lands on the broken edge of the tower.
"Who are you, and why did you start this time paradox?"
the dragon says.
"Didn't we go over this with one of your incarnations just now?"
"We didn't! She did,"
Mormac says and points at Pelath.
"We tried to stop her, basically, only that there was not so much stopping going on because we were too late."
But you've sent us in to get her out," Wilhelm says, stopping himself.
"Oh, you don't know that yet because you're on a different time stream."
The red dragon puffs smoke through his nostrils.
"A different time stream,"
he thinks for a moment.
"Leave the premises now. You don't belong here."
He spits fire a second time, but this time it's directed into the air. Then the dragon majestically takes off.
"Shouldn't he, like, help us? How are we ever going to come back?" Mormac says.
"Remember last time?" Wilhelm says.
"The time stream's underwater?"
"Yes, we followed the right one and..." "We didn't. Gedisa brought us back to the right one, because in all of this interconnected mess of timelines, he somehow knew where we had to end up," Dakaria says.
"Where's Gedisa anyway?" Mormac says.
"He wasn't with us when the time paradox hit. I guess he's right outside the palace, in our time," Wilhelm says. "How are we going to get out without him?" Dakaria says.
"Well, the time paradox incarnations of him are here, right?" Wilhelm says.
"Okay, let's get Pelath and get down. Find the underwater tunnels," Mormac says, "and perhaps have a beer on the way if we find one."
"I don't think we'll have time for beer," Wilhelm says and points outside. A series of lights moves from in between the canyons to the palace.
"Crap," Mormac says. "The drows are coming. Fortunately, they couldn't hurt us the last time," Mormac says.
"Don't you understand? You saw Pelath fiddling with the time crystal."
"So?"
"This can only mean one thing.
We just saw the beginning," Wilhelm exclaims.
"She caused it. We caused it. The whole time paradox. It started with her," Dakaria says.
Her voice sounds despondent.
"How could we be so stupid? This whole thing was fishy from the beginning. We should never have given in to her psycho games."
"I don't quite get it. We were here before, and we met Pelath after we were here. There already was a time paradox. How can we have caused this?" Mormac says.
"It's not linear," Wilhelm shouts. "And now we're in a time stream much closer to the drow massacre. Do you want to face hundreds of drows streaming into the palace?"
"We better not take the risk," Dakaria says. Wilhelm and Mormek pick up Palath and climb down the stairs. The descent proves a lot more difficult than their ascent, with rubbles and rocks blocking part of their way. In the hall, dragonborn soldiers run hence and forth, shouting commands. Different time streams overlay. Wilhelm follows one soldier who simultaneously runs out in fresh armor and is carried back inside with an arm lost. A soldier crashes against him. "Sorry," he says, but the soldier does not even look back. "Careful now," Wilhelm says. "Things are getting more concrete, which means we're in danger."
"Also means if we find beer, we can drink it," Mormek grumbles.
"Here's the way," Dakaria says, pointing to a staircase. Halfway down in the tunnels to the underground canal, noises startle Dakaria, and she shushes the companions. They cower down, listening into the darkness.
"I don't hear a thing," Mormek says.
"Because you're a dwarf. Even when you're breathing, you're announcing yourself to everyone," Dakaria says.
"What do you hear?"
Wilhelm cuts in.
"Drow. They've found the canal."
"Of course they have," Wilhelm says. "Sounds like a very drow thing coming from under everything."
"We should be fine, though, if we can avoid them," Dakaria says. "We're not going to be in one of the main tunnels." For the remainder of their way, Dakaria takes the lead. They're stopping at her signs. Hurry when she hurries, and remain where they are when Dakaria warns them drow might be near. Their advance is slower than anticipated. Eventually, they arrive at a junction where two sidearms flow together. "Does any one of you remember where we went from here?"
"I'm not sure," Mormek says and looks around. "That one, perhaps?"
"I think it's the other one," Wilhelm says.
"Oh, we could split up and—"
No splitting up," Wilhelm says. "Okay, let's take the other one, but let's go together. We can always return to that point."
They turn right and follow the canal a bit to a small opening in the wall.
"There it is," Mormek says triumphantly.
They press through the narrow opening and pull Palath after them. Standing on a narrow stoneway, they look into the thick green liquid pumping through the canal under them.
"So, and how exactly do we find Gadisa here?" Mormek says.
"I guess we wait," Wilhelm says.
"Shh," Dakaria cuts in. "Drow!"
But Dakaria didn't even have time to finish her shushing when a drow pressed through the narrow opening. Well, pressing isn't the right word. He seems to slip right through in the most elegant way possible. He sprints towards them, leaps and spins over, coming to his feet on the narrow stoneway between them.
"Do something," Wilhelm urges Mormek.
"I'd split him in half with my axe if he only stood still for a moment," Mormek says.
The drow, small, lithe, and clad in scant leather armor, levels two swords at Wilhelm. Wilhelm leans away from the drow's attack, but it is already too late, and both swords cut into him. He slumps, then topples and falls into the water. Dakaria is about to turn into a frog when the drow's second attack cuts her down. Her hand grabs for support, gets a hold of Palath's arm, but instead of giving her an opportunity to pull herself up, the body just slides into the liquid right after her. With a groan of anger, Mormek swings his axe and attacks the drow. The drow dodges effortlessly and counters with a strike to the neck. Mormek moves out of the way, but the sword cuts through his armor. Mormek clutches his abdomen, looking at the red gushing out. The drow waits a moment, then tips Mormek on the shoulder and watches from the stoneway, while Mormek crashes into the liquid, the world blackening around him. We hope you enjoyed this installment of Runebreakers, The Lost Palace. Follow Kernot Grimm on TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook. It's at Kernot Grimm on Instagram and TikTok, and it's at Writer Kernot Grimm on Facebook. If you enjoy the Runebreakers, check out more adventures online at bit.ly/runebreakers. bit.ly/runebreakers. Runebreakers, The Lost Palace, is protected by copyright laws.
Every season of Kernot Grimm's science fiction and fantasy podcast features a new unique short story broken down into several episodes.
Farewell, my friend.